Hello there, my dear internet friend. I am so happy that I get the opportunity to teach you two of the most important technologies on the World Wide Web, HTML and CSS. And who am I? My name is Pierre. I'm the CEO of Scrimba, and I'm also a front-end developer and coding teacher, and over a million students have gone through my tutorials. When I'm not coding, I enjoy posing in front of fast cars. But enough about me. Let's talk about what you are going to build with your own two hands throughout this course. The first project you'll build is the world's most popular website, the google.com homepage. You're also going to build a space exploration landing page, a digital business card, and even a birthday site, which we are going to deploy to the web so that you can send it off to your best friend on their birthday to make them feel special. Because check it out, it has these virtual birthday presents that reveal themselves when you hover over them. So this gift says, here's how happy I am for you today. And when your friend hovers over it, boom, they will feel your love flowing to them through the magical tubes of the internet. And we are going to build all of this in HTML and CSS. So now you're probably wondering, well, what is HTML? It is short for Hypertext Markup Language. Oh my god, I'm getting tired of all this theory. Let's instead say that you're gonna build a car. Well, then you'd start with probably gathering the contents of the car, so like tires, doors, steering wheel, mirrors, and stuff like that. And that is kind of the HTML of your car. When you stitch it together, you at least have the shell of a car. The next step is probably to paint the car so that it looks good, and that's the CSS. And finally, if you want your car to drive, you've got to give it an engine, and that is kind of the JavaScript of your car, or very often referred to as JS. Now, in a World Wide Web context, the HTML is then the content of the website. That is buttons, images, text, and so forth. The CSS is the styling, and the JavaScript is what allows your website to solve problems so that users, for example, can check off tasks, communicate with databases, you can also handle payments, and so forth. Now, we're only going to focus on HTML and CSS in this course, and then you can learn JavaScript in another course I've created here on Scrimba as well. But knowing HTML is already hugely valuable in today's job market, and it is also the most natural first step as you embark on a journey into the world of web development. And speaking of which, I would like to follow your career journey. So before we start coding, I want you to click on this image right here so that you'll be taken to my LinkedIn profile, and there, hit that connect button so that we can stay in touch. So go ahead and do that right now, and once you're done, let's get started with the course.